reach the
show. My name's Dave, aka the Dread Pyrite Roberts, and this is a Fistful Podcast from fistfulpodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts, all the way from the Arena Sparks area, and up first we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, I got kicked out for singing Danger Zone too poorly, too many times at karaoke the other night.
Okay, I was about to ask where you got kicked out of. I feel like this is leading up to a joke.
Yes, I had exceeded my amount of logins attempts.
God damn it. Oh, boy. So, Adam is MIA. He's off, you know, at a wedding, I imagine. He's got that coming up, so...
Yes.
So what we're doing instead is we brought back a very special guest, someone who hasn't been on the show, but has brought to my attention for 4 years, not seen hide nor hair of this guy. You may remember him as the self-proclaimed wow. Number one poop job. We got PJ back on the show, PJ.
Poop job number one.
Yeah, poop job number one. I always remember that because I was like, who's the first poop job? And I remember your words coming back to me. I am number one poop job.
Yes, number one. So, number one in the world.
Yeah, that's a lofty title right there. Holy shit.
It's a lot of. It takes a lot of pooping to get to that level.
Yeah, I thought, wow, this guy's number one poop job of his social group. But we're talking world. This is like gold medal level status, I guess.
I'm giving like a gold medal PJ here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, PJ, we're going to talk to you all show. Thanks for coming in, filling for Adam, because, you know, he's unreliable.
Yeah. Who goes to weddings? Jeez.
Seriously, like, that only happens once in your life. Get over it. Fuck.
I have to drive there. Also, I'm stopping for three different sushis.
Oh, Adam and his sushi. Of course, also in this studio that I am talking to you from, we have Chris over there on the couch.
Right.
So that's that. So PJ, let's get right down to it. You are our guest, our erst, you know, ersatz, I should say, co-host, filling in for Adam. So, you know, step up. What do you got for us?
So
I'm not going to make you carry the show. So PJ.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you for a little bit. You haven't been on the show for 4 years. Can't believe it. What has been going on? Now, people may remember you from the Gaming Starts Here, Craze.
It swept the nation.
It swept the nation and burned out. It burned super hot and super fast. So maybe you didn't even realize that it happened.
It's becoming a thing again, I guess.
Is it?
Yeah, because that's what we decided to title the podcast off of.
Right. I should have known that. I should have. So, and you told me that. And I should have known that. So my hopes are high that this time around you guys get a website.
I've actually already started building the website myself.
Snap. It's about time someone stepped up. I knew it was always going to be you.
It was on Wix. Wix.com/gamingstartshere.
Wix.
Using the coupon code FFOP radio.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, back at it again with the Gaming Starts Here, started up your own podcast, and I know RJ had started his. So what is the status of everything going on right now?
So, right now, it's myself, Snacks, and another one of our friends named Boone. We are the ones who are actually doing the podcast currently. So, we no longer have Mr. O'Donnell, a.k.a. Uh-oh. Virus. He still may take part in stuff down the line.
Virus, to me at least, in my interactions with Virus, Andrew, if you will, for those of you who know him, probably about as reliable as a constantly flat tire.
Or as Adam.
Virus is the Adam of your group. Because every time we would do a gamer race, or every time we would do like, hey, let's all get together and do something, he's like, yeah, I'll try and make it, which means he will not show up.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, every group has one, and sometimes they bring color, and, you know, but then when they're not there, it's like, what do you do?
I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Virus. Don't get me wrong. I have no problem with Virus. I like him as a person. I feel like he does like to pick fights, about things that don't matter, because me and him, this is going back a ways, but me and him had a very long, drawn-out conversation about Thor, the Marvel character, and how he would act if he were a real, live, living, flesh-and-blood being. And, you know, I still think he's wrong. For the record, we had a thing where, like, okay, let's say you're essentially all but immortal, all but invincible. Eventually, you'd get tired of saving people who are just going to die in a fraction of the lifespan of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Superman conundrum. But he's like, oh, no, man, you don't know Thor. He'll keep going forever. And, like, you can't, you know, come on, man. He's going to get bored of humanity.
I wish I could find a picture of Virus when we were in high school, when he used to straighten his hair. Oh my god!
His hair used to be really long.
Yes,
it was like incredibly long.
And he wore a trench coat, a black trench coat. Oh my god!
He must have looked like that guy from Hatred.
So he's still my roommate now.
Yeah,
and,
still. Whoa.
Yeah, so I constantly like antagonize him because I'll be like scrolling through my Facebook and I'll see like local news stations posts and I will see him pop up like arguing with random people about everything.
Okay, so as long as
local
it's
man
not
on
me.
News again arguing.
Yeah, you can't say a goddamn thing to him without getting like some feedback about whatever it is. You could be like, hey man, these Honey Nut Cheerios are fucking good. And he'd be like, I know of a better type of Cheerio. It doesn't even have to exist, I don't think. I feel like he would just argue just to argue.
You know, like Oreos instead. And
that's what he does. And then when he's tired of the argument, he just turns off notifications and just doesn't return to it.
I guess, you know, that's the way to, if you're going to be a troll, which I do think that now he qualifies as a troll, if he like does not, if you can turn off what you care so passionately about on a dime like that and just be like, yeah, I'm done, you're a fucking troll, right?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
He's just a troll. And you know, for all that he does, I believe he is a troll on the lighter side of
Side of trolling.
Yeah, whatever being a troll is, I feel like he's on the lighter side because I feel like he's always coming from a good place. But we're not talking about Virus. We're talking about PJ here. So, oh, here's another thing you might remember about PJ. His image was stolen for a diet pill scam.
Yeah.
See, one of my favorite things about PJ is every once in a while I'll turn on Reddit, get on Reddit, tickety-tickety type, and there's a post that said, I lost 100 pounds when I stopped doing weed and drinking, and it's PJ.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
You are, that is definitely not true.
That, oh my, when that happened, I was at work, and I was literally getting messages, and somebody actually tweeted me. Now, mind you, I don't tweet, and I got this, and I never go on Twitter, and then I got an email from Twitter saying, hey, your post is on top of Reddit, and I'm just like, I didn't post anything on Reddit. So I went to Reddit, and there it was on top of Reddit with that as the thing, and I'm just like, all I need is for my job to pull up this picture on Reddit right now and see this.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how that shit went viral. And then, like, I'm sure there are probably people out there 100% of the time looking for, like, the side-by-side pictures of people losing weight to just, like, you know, scalp them. But you never think it'll happen to either you or someone you know. So yeah. I feel, like, almost honored that you were scammed and I know you.
So the actual picture that was used for that post, I think it's up to 6 million views.
Oh,
that
my
is,
God.
It, you're fucking famous. Like, not for
that's
all
the guy that stopped doing all that weed.
Yeah, people are looking at you and your picture online, and they're like, oh, my God, if he can do it, I can do it, too. And if you help at least one person, it'll probably be worth it. But I take that back immediately because someone has probably made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of your image.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know what I would do. I feel like I would sue somebody.
The internet.
I would sue the internet.
Because of the way the internet works and how like Imgur is and the fact that I posted the picture on Imgur, it's like, it's really loose as to what you can do.
Oh yeah. I'm sure there's like no protection for you whatsoever, but that's still pretty fucked up. Like they're using your face and body and they're like, oh yeah, check it out. We did this.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I would go nuts if someone did that to me. Unless it brought some sort of publicity to the show, and then I'd be cool about it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, kid! Now I realize that this moment has probably jumped the shark. But can I take that same photo since everyone else is using it anyway? And can I, you know, turn it into like, this guy lost 150 pounds by listening to this show? You won't believe which one it is, and then write like a total clickbait article.
You could totally do that.
Holy fuck! I'm gonna do that.
We're the first weight loss podcast.
Motivational.
You, like,
podcast.
It's not like an exercise podcast. Just listen to us, and you'll slim down.
Yeah.
Just the constant berating of people. But yeah, I feel like we could totally jump on that. Like you're a quasi celebrity at this point, a quasi internet celebrity. I'm gonna go over to BuzzFeed and pitch him an article where like this guy listened to our show and lost a shit ton of weight.
There is an article on BuzzFeed with me.
Really?
What? Yeah.
There's an article on BuzzFeed. There's an article on Diply. There was an article on the Daily Mail UK.
Wow. So the first two I consider like clickbait trash sites, but that last one I feel like has some chops still.
Yeah. Got some nuts on it.
They posted 30 different people in the Daily Mail one, and mine was one of them. A lot of times I don't even realize they do it. It's people tell me. So like they actually see it and then come back to me and tell me.
Oh, so like you're not being interviewed by these people. They're just taking the image and running with it.
They're just taking it. Yeah, they're just taking the picture because it's on Imgur. Like I said, the laws when it comes to the rights when you post stuff on Imgur is very loose.
Right. Well, I guess
it's like people that put stuff on DeviantArt and DeviantArt in like their fine print is like, at any point in time, we could take your art, put it on a t-shirt, sell it, and you don't get a damn thing.
That's fucked. But DeviantArt's been around. They're like the old guard of the internet. So yeah. I feel like they're getting grandfathered in. And like Imgur, they're getting grandfathered into a lot of shady shit.
And they're still my favorite game that you can play on DeviantArt.
What?
All you got to do is think of a fictional universe and type in Sonic the Hedgehog and then that.
Okay. So
you will get Sonic the Hedgehog versions of everything.
Is that true? Okay,
there's if you type your name in and you type in Sonic the Hedgehog, there is a version of you.
Like there's like someone out there.
If you go to Google and you do that, like there will be a Sonic the Hedgehog character based off of your name. Like
David.
Why not try yourself first, Andy? Jesus.
I've already seen mine.
Oh, really? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's apparently like it's a big thing. Like the Sonic fandom is really big.
Those people are gross. Can we all agree on that? What do you got, Andy?
I've got a pencil drawing of David the Hedgehog, who is pitch black with his emo hair in his eyes, holding what looks to be a lead pipe, saying, "Don't piss me off."
How's my joint?
I mean,
the
"don't piss me off" part makes sense.
Yeah.
But the emo swoop doesn't.
The third picture is a weird drawing of Sonic the Hedgehog with a dick for a body.
With a dick for a body?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, if you put those two together, we're probably going to end up closer to the truth than either of them apart.
Yeah.
Fuck, but what was I going to say? Something about Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, fuck. Anyway. I feel like since we're the first ones to invite you on officially after this whole debacle, I feel like we should get some credit. Like, is there, when you see your picture somewhere, does anyone tag it somehow? Like, they're using hashtags on that shit?
Not like a particular thing. It always, I never notice it. I've never actually seen it. It's somebody, because I'm in a large fitness group, so people on the fitness group know me. Mm-hmm. When they see my picture pop up on random things, they're the ones who tag me in the group, and they're like, "Hey, your picture is popped up on here. Did you know that?" And I'm just like, and it happens every so often. Like, I'm assuming it's going to happen on Reddit again within the next, like, month or two, because it usually happens every 6 months.
Well, what's crazy is, like, I've only run into it organically once. But that still means, like, because I don't really use the internet apart from, like, Facebook and Twitter and all, like, the normal sites. And I'm not in any fitness groups, obviously. But it's still the fact that it's made its way around the world. Like, there are people who you don't know, will never know, you can't even conceive of that have seen you. And maybe you're drawing inspiration from that.
Yeah, it's great. The whole reason that I posted it was for that reason, because when I started, I was like, you know what, I want someone else to see this and realize that they can do it. So that's why I had originally did it. And I used to post on Imgur for a while, like I was doing every month. And then I posted once, and then somebody, it was like, I think it was my 13 month or 14th, whatever. They took that picture and then they shared it themselves to just the normal Reddit pics. subreddit, and that one was the one that initially went viral. And I didn't initially share it, so I went on to the post, and there were something like 25,000 comments on their Reddit post, and I was like,
So
nine-tenths of them were like, that's not fucking you, and I wanted to get on there like, hey, that's PJ, but then I was like,
and then like somebody was like, that guy must not eat anything, and then like O'Donnell was like, I want to post a picture of PJ downing a gallon of beer right now because he totally just did that a night ago.
What? Well, the crazy thing is, I'm sure people don't realize that they're 14 months apart, like...
Yeah, it's not like I did it overnight, and... I will not be I'll be the first person to say, yeah, like on the weekdays, I'm usually okay. On the weekends, I'll house an entire large pizza to the face in 10 minutes. So
yeah,
it's all about balance. Like I can hold the pizza in one hand and then the chicken that I eat the rest of the week in my other.
Right. And here's the thing. I was worried when you started down this path of like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm like, oh fuck. PJ is going to be one of these people who is like, every picture is going to be you running or at the gym and like doing a thing. It's like hashtag CrossFit or whatever, but you've kept it to an acceptable amount. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I tried not to like, and lately I've tried not to overwhelm because honestly, like not much has changed recently. Like I'm still like the same person. I still work out a lot and I'm in school and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't need to post all the time about it anymore. Like,
listen, I don't know if I'm in the minority here, but every time I see you throw up a picture on Instagram in front of that big gym mirror, I'm still maybe the 1% holding out to see a nip slip.
Oh my God. Like this week I wore a shirt that is like extremely close, and so I nip slipped like every second at the gym. Like I know that there were people who were staring at me who were just like, this dude's nips are totally showing. And I'm just like, fuck it. Like I might as well embrace it at this point.
So now that you're a fitness nut, answer me this. Is it the more pride you have, the thinner your straps on the tank top get? Or is that just like you see other people doing it and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that too.
Well, I just honestly, I did it because I took like old shirts of mine and I cut them because I was like, they were really big on me, but I figured if I cut them, I can use them as workout shirts. So I just cut them like that, except one I cut really close to like to the nip. So every time I do anything, it's just like straight up like full-blown nip slips.
I swear to God, I think I saw one where like you cut it so close, it was just a collar and then like a bib apron.
Yeah,
like
lobster fest.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like, and I, you know, when I used to go to the gym and I was cut back, you know, in another year, in another decade, like I had the inclination to be like, maybe I should start cutting some sleeves off of my shirts and getting like, you know, but then I was like, Because like you see these dudes, they're wearing like a strip of dental floss over each shoulder and then like a Band-Aid of material around their navel. And like, what is that exactly doing? Like, just either rip it off, wear a shirt, but like do one of the two. Don't come to the gym with like dental floss and like a gauze, you know, maxi pad on your fucking stomach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad that you've kept everything within acceptable ratios.
Yeah, I try to be somewhat decent.
Try to be legit.
And you're a double uncle now, right?
Double uncle?
I'm a double uncle. Uncle, yes.
Yeah, his brother had a second kid, so he's a double uncle. I can't be like, oh, you're an uncle, because you already were an uncle.
You're an uncle again. Yeah. You're still an uncle.
I'm still an uncle.
I've never been called a double uncle, and I've got two... I got a niece and a nephew.
Well, I just started it, so you're a double uncle. Congratulations.
No, bullshit. This is bullshit. I'm calling... right now, you can only be a double uncle if your niece or nephew has a kid.
That's a great uncle.
That's a double uncle.
No.
Yeah, because if you're still... No, okay, or two different brother or sister have to have...
Okay. Okay.
I was going to say, I'm like a triptodeca uncle.
You're a quadra uncle.
Andy's the octa uncle. He's shooting a gay porn next week. Oh, yeah.
How many nieces and nephews can I fit inside me?
Yeah. Don't you remember when Andy was all over the internet and he went on Oprah and they're like, what is it like being an octa uncle? And he's like, oh, you know, I just like the attention. And he had all that plastic surgery to look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but then the talk show circuit dried up, and I had to hop on that stick.
Yeah, I mean, eventually people are going to get tired of you just talking about your nieces and nephews. They're going to want to see you fuck.
You'll do well in Japan. Octa Uncle, you got tentacles. Like, it's all about the tentacles over yeah. there.
I think they're basing...
Octodad sequel?
Yeah, they're basing a new video game off. Octodad has to go to the store and leave Octa Uncle.
Mature audience.
Yeah, mature only. Holy shit.
Speaking of games, it's the first title. It's the first episode of your podcast titled "How We Managed to Lose 99% of Gamer Racists to FFOP Radio," or is that just
that would be a good title?
See, the thing about those Gamer Racists is you guys are always like, "Oh man, what should we play?" I don't know. Like Mega Man X, I was like, "Okay, well, that's one of the two games I owned." So
So when they were bringing up like what to play for the Gamer Racists, it's like, "Oh yeah, let's play Mega Man," and I'm just like, I have never played Mega Man in my entire life, and you want to make me race it?
this is why I keep telling Andy, the point of a race is being good at, like, you wouldn't ask a fat person on a Segway to do a race. Andy is our most lithe, agile video gamer in that respect. So I always say, Andy, you play the game. You know what you're doing. I don't want to step up. Like Jamaica.
I always say, hey, David, why don't you try? And he goes, I don't like to try.
Well, no, because like Jamaica sent Usain Bolt. They didn't send Bob Marley's fucking third nephew. They sent their fucking best. And that's why when we do a gamer race, I say, who's the best at video gaming, especially retro shit? And it's always you.
I suppose it is.
If someone were to put together some sort of complaining competition or something in that arena, I feel like I would be the first to raise my hand.
Mm-hmm. How do you score a complaining competition?
Most things complained about.
Oh, see, I thought maybe it was all a trick, and if you complained about your score, you were the winner.
Well, I feel like it would probably have to be close to like debate style. Like, you know how they have, like, you're not necessarily trying to win the debate, you're just trying to spit out point after point.
So it'd be you versus Virus.
Yeah, and if we could pick one thing and both complain about it, I feel like I could definitely come away the champion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Except David tends to go from one complaint to another. I don't think you could stay on one complaint topic for too long.
Well, I can keep it together if I've got a, like, if you're like, Andy, pick something that most people... Either I'll let you choose something that people complain about a lot, or something that people don't complain about.
I got
much.
I know how to make you complain. Just complain about. You can complain about something related to dinosaurs, and I guarantee you can go on for hours.
I don't know with dinosaurs. It's a separate thing because like there are so many fucking idiots out there who don't know shit about dinosaurs, and I don't know why it happens to me, but out in the world, I'll hear conversations of like families at restaurants and stuff, and just talking mad, dumb, stupid shit about dinosaurs, and I want to get up off of my table and like slam my palms onto their table, like their booth or whatever, and I'll be like, no, you fucking idiots, they were endothermic, and then like flip the fucking thing. It just drives me fucking crazy.
Look, there you go, you've already got a start.
Howling feathers.
Just need to record Dave at like a Golden Corral flipping out on a table.
If you ever catch me in a Golden Corral, it's because I've been abducted by terrorists. Holy shit. I wouldn't even call that food. That's just like, that is legit a corral. That's where people who are no better than animals go to get fed.
I was going
to
say, anything you can serve with a shovel.
Yeah,
we have one in the entire state, and it's new.
That's crazy. I can, like, here we've got a couple of those. We've got the Old Country Buffet, which is colloquially known as the Hog Trough.
Nice.
And then the old Golden Corral. I don't hang out with people who frequent that, so I don't know that if it has any.
Why didn't you
take
me to the Old Country Buffet when I was there?
Because I respect you, Andy.
I forgot to tell you that I am going to be coming to Arizona more often because my parents are moving there.
Say what?
Are they moving down where your brother lives?
Yes.
So more often than never, because I don't think I've ever been here. Oh no, you were here once. Right?
I was there once, but I'll be there more often now because I'll have both my brother and my parents there.
Yeah, but it's 2 fucking hours away, man.
That's how long it took me to get to the airport.
Killing me. Wait, what?
I was like, there 2 hours away from Phoenix.
Oh, you flew into Phoenix? You didn't even fly into... Oh. Is there a Tucson airport?
I feel like there should be an airport in Tucson. It's a big college town.
It was cheaper to fly into Phoenix.
Oh, I'm sure. Because I'm sure if you did fly into Tucson, you'd still have to go to Phoenix and hop in like a fucking prop job.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know how you guys live up there. It's like having a blow dryer on you, like 24/7.
Only for like 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, the other four are fantastic.
For 3/4 of the year, it's like putting a blow dryer on you.
It was still 100 degrees 3 days ago.
The rest of the year, it's either perfect or too cold.
It's way too cold. You go to David's house in fucking March, and I'm wearing a sweater on the plane. I get off, I was like, oh my God. This is what being like the steaming bag vegetables is like. And then I get like, it gets up to 102 within 3 days.
Yeah, we just pop
go
open a
home
bag
and
of...
I come back and it's snowing outside. Well, this is my life.
We just pop open a bag of bird's eye Andy.
It was on Monday, it dropped to 30 degrees here at night.
Nice.
Ooh,
and it is now 70 outside. So this is what I deal with in New England.
Today, I think if we hit a cold, because it's been a little cloudy out, I think today we could probably drop into like the mid to high 70s tonight.
Ooh.
But that's where we are. Up north, I went for a girls' weekend. It was like 45 at night.
I think that's what people miss. Like, when you come from back east, like, your cities and states, not cities, obviously, but your states are pretty fucking small over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, to give you an example, like, my girlfriend just moved from Houston up to New Jersey. Uh-huh. Houston as a city is bigger than the entirety of Connecticut.
Yeah, like we could, like the Grand Canyon alone could fit 20 or 30 Connecticuts in it and not even feel it.
Connecticut, Rhode Islands.
Yeah, Rhode Island doesn't exist.
No.
Like I can drive through Rhode Island in less than an hour. Like it's so small.
I kind of am a little jealous of that because, like, in Connecticut, it's like, oh, you know, 45 minutes and you're in another state. If I wanted to drive to California, it would be 4 hours until I got to the fucking border.
If I drove 4 hours, I can be in Maryland.
Right. Yeah.
See, and I think that's what people back east are like, whoa, how do you do that? But, like, here in Arizona, up north, it's fucking freezing everywhere else.
It's not our fault that the founding fathers decided to make these states giant blocks of land in the West, and in the East, it's like all these little tiny colonies.
Yeah,
I mean, the East had a lot of nice, desirable land that they portioned off, like, not willy-nilly, and then we got over here, like, look at all this fucking desert. I don't know, make it like a weird triangle.
Let's just spread it out.
I think, like, when the people and the pilgrims and shit came over here, they're like, look at all this shit. Like, let's not go nuts. We're not going to have a bunch of people living here. And then when Lois and Clark went across the United States, they came back, they're like, hey, fucking don't worry about that shit. We got it on lockdown. So I feel like when they were going to, like, in 19... or what is it? It was 1907 or 1917 when Arizona became a state. Someone was just like from New Mexico. They were like, just walk that way until like one of you dies and then that'll be Arizona.
Well, it takes like 18 hours to get from Connecticut to Florida. And it took us 12 to get to Reno. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It took me, I drove 28 hours and I went from Texas to New Jersey.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's something that people don't understand about the U.S. It's like so big because we get so many people, especially foreign exchange students, when they come and they're like, hey, can we go visit XYZ? And I'm like, that is literally a 28-hour drive. So no, not going to happen.
How is your new foreign exchange student?
Oh, boy.
I've been listening. So I hear some of the stories. Like the one that I found quite amusing was the refrigerator one.
With the leak?
With the leak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Every day I'm worried to come home to something like that. Let's just put it that way. Like, I'm still worried that I will come home to a destroyed house somehow. But, you know, outside of that, I guess everything's fine.
And then I hear Andy's stories about Target, and those always... Because, like, I feel Targets are, like, the same everywhere. And I just, like, now I walk into Target and I look for the people that Andy talks about.
Oh, it's constant. I was in a constant... I only worked 4 hours today. I was like, this is going to be an easy shift. I was in a constant rage.
Maybe you have to be there for longer. Because we go there, like, all the time. Like, that's one of my favorite stores. And every time we go in there, the most annoying I've ever seen someone is like someone who had their cart parked sideways in an aisle. But as soon as they saw me coming, they're like, oh, sorry. That's like the most annoyed I've ever been in a Target. Whereas in Walmart, I can't even make it through the parking lot without wanting to nuke the fucking thing from orbit.
But David, today, just today, I have a line that's like 5 or 6 people long because, of course, 3 people called out. And an old person will come up with like 3 items in the basket. Make sure to tell me, like, remember not to put the bread on the bottom, dear. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not retarded. Then they'll take their 3 items. They had a cart, of course. Grab their purse, grab their bag, leave the cart just sitting right there in front of the belt. So the other people behind them have to push it out of the way. And I'm like, bitch.
See ya, fuckers. And they shoot the double bird with their old wrinkly fingers.
So you know how you don't like to go to Walmart? I won't go to Walmart because I actually got in a car accident in the Walmart parking lot. My car got T-boned by somebody.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
And the worst part was I went there because I had a headache. So I went to go get medicine for the headache, and I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and somebody T-boned me. And I'm just like, this is why I don't come here. And it was just like, it was just because it was the closest place to me. And I was just like, I made a huge mistake by even trying to come here.
People give me constant shit about not shopping at Walmart. I said, number one, fuck you. And number two, like, you have a better chance of getting raped in a Walmart parking lot than anywhere else in America. And like, you may think that that's a joke, but it is straight up not a joke. Like, I watched, you know, decided, you know, maybe Walmart's not so bad. Let me do a little research, you know, look into it. Maybe the people are ruining it and there's actually something good, you know. No, psych. They refuse to put like video camera, like security cameras in the parking lot. They refuse to put like lights in some parking lots. They make the government pay for the fucking building to get put up. And if I have to, like, pay for a building to be put up, you're essentially paying for the like, if you went into a casino, right, put your money down the roulette wheel, and they started spinning it, and as the ball was going around, like, tick, 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 the dealer looked over to you, or the pit boss or whoever, and he's like, hey, check it out. Instead of the 00, we put a rape token there, so if you land on that, someone will come and stick a finger in your ass, and you get to pay for that. Isn't that great?
I mean, some people would love
that. Why do I have
to
get molested?
Yeah, someone would be all in every time, but not this guy.
They'd be like, Texas Hold'em. That'd be like Texas.
Texas hold those nuts, am I right?
We've had a couple of guys going around Walmart parking lots here in Reno and trying to lure women into cars.
Yeah, because they know it's a safe place to commit a crime. You'll never get caught in a Walmart parking lot.
And it happened at our Target parking lot. Like so now the police are watching the Walmarts. We had it happen at Target where a guy came and was like, hey, lady, can you give me direction? And can you give me directions to this place? And she's like, yeah, it's over there. And I was like, well, how about you just get in my car and take me there? And then like another guy will show up and be like, yeah, take us there.
What the fuck?
And these women are like, okay.
Yeah.
No, these women are like, fuck, and they run.
Yeah, let me guess. It was a guy in an unmarked white van with long hair, and he had a real deep voice, and he was wanting to move a couch somewhere.
No, apparently it's in a truck, and it's a couple Indian guys.
That is fucked. But that's the thing, man. Like, they don't give a fuck, so they're just like, well, you know, Like, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but like in Arizona, at least, when it's Christmas time and, you know, people are really at each other's throats because it's that time of fucking year. Like, it's the time of year you don't feel bad about, like, bleeding a guy from the throat to get a widescreen or a flat screen TV out of his hands. We have, like, this, I don't even know what you'd call it. It's like a posse, almost. Because it's a bunch of old dudes with beer bellies and cowboy hats and big sidearms who wear, like, these weird-looking odd deputy badges who patrol the parking lots on, like, quads so that people don't murder each other in the parking lot of a fucking Walmart this Christmas.
Jesus.
So imagine that doesn't happen to you guys then? You don't have, like, roaming bands of cowboys patrolling the parking lots and no one is raped around Christmas?
I questioned the, Well, I needed a day off in November, and of course they were like, "Oh, you can't have Thanksgiving off." I was like, "I'm not asking for that off." Like the 11th, they're like, "We can't guarantee anything." Like I'm going to a wedding. They're like, well, you can't have Thanksgiving off. I'm like, I'm not asking for fucking Thanksgiving off. But that got into a conversation about Black Friday, and how the police are outside 24/7.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because people are fucking animals.
I mean, I remember when I lived back in Connecticut, there, the Walmart in our town, like, people broke down the back doors of the store on Black Friday because that's where the TVs were.
It wasn't just your town. It was like
it was my town and your town.
I went to a Walmart on Black Friday when I was a teenager, and
you had a death wish.
The entirety of the front door actually collapsed in because the people tried to push in so hard. And I remember being in there with my father because we were like, "Oh, we're gonna get a computer, get a new computer." It was like $400.
How bizarre for a desktop computer.
So we get in there, we got the computer, but I'm like sitting there watching all of these people. There's literally a Walmart employee standing on this ledge, handing out at the time DVD players for like $40. Wow. So, but like they, like there, it was just like watching zombies. So there was like this large group of people with their hands up in the air, like gimme, 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 gimme.
There's just something about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that really brings out the bloodlust in every white trash motherfucker across this nation.
Oh, well, no, they've taken out the caloric intake of a fucking rhino. And now they're ready to bust down a door and get a Blu-ray player with which they can watch Paul Blart 2.
Yeah.
Like, all of this, and I guarantee 90% of the shit that flows out of Walmart on Black Friday is no Christmas present. It's the one time of year that, like, the trailer park dwelling hillbillies come out of their Hummels, and they're like, precious DVDs and Blu-rays, so they can, squat in their fucking shed and watch, you know, Paul Blart or fucking, you know, anything I feel that Adam Sandler has put out ever.
You know, I don't
His
think
Netflix
I've gone to
stuff.
A, I've never gone to a Black Friday once where I bought something for somebody else.
That's the
thing.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that nobody goes to Black Friday to buy anything for anybody else.
And here's what I always say every time that time of year rolls around. Cyber Monday now starts fucking 3 weeks before Black Friday.
It starts like tomorrow.
Yeah, like it's not even Halloween yet as of this recording. You can buy Christmas decorations. I guarantee goddamn that if you wait another week, Amazon and every other, you know, shopping outlet of that sort of variety will be blown up with deals. Also, you don't have to go out and get your nuts smashed in by a pair of, like, caterpillar boots from a dude trying to step over your dead body to get at that DVD player.
Yeah.
We went to Black Friday. Didn't we go there last year? We went to, like, Target and Kmart on Black Friday.
I think we went on, like, Gray Thursday because it was, like, it was...
Oh, yeah, it was still Thanksgiving.
What about Red Wednesday?
No, we skipped Red Wednesday, we hit up Gray Thursday, and then we were out Black Friday.
And the lines were still crazy.
Yeah, but there was like nothing. It was like one dude. Okay, so last year it was through the store, snaking around the store, and then it was like an Ouroboros of customers. And one guy was in like the back two-thirds of the line just buying a fucking box fan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that box fan was 29 cents.
Is that $12 worth the 9 hours? Like, people's time, no matter how many times I tell people this, your time is not valueless. I don't care who you are, your time has value. So the
More value than anything else.
Yeah. So the fact that you're like, 9 hours, but I save $8, fuck you, you fucking idiots. Well,
see, and usually I'll go to Black Friday, like, far in the afternoon when there's nobody left, and there's still shit there. Of course I didn't get a 52-inch TV for $10, but like usually Target will be like, hey, buy two games and get the third free, and I'll go and like, oh, look, all the games I wanted are still here.
Yeah.
those are the best deals. Items. Yeah, they want big ticket stuff.
It's like there's a TV on sale, but there's only 10 of them and there's 500 people in line.
Yeah, and if they really, like, and that's, like, kind of a shitty thing. Like, it's not that, like, Black Friday sneaks up on people. It's not like on that Saturday. It's not like a fairy comes to everyone in the middle of the night and waves fairy dust over their head to make them forget what a fucking nightmare Black Friday was. And I guarantee it's not, like, making the companies forget how fucking shitty it was. So order more stuff so that maybe less people will have to die?
No, David. David, that then it wouldn't be special. Then people wouldn't be lining up outside in their tents.
Yeah, I imagine a flat screen TV procured on Black Friday must give the same sort of feeling of like a hunter pointing to like a 22-point buck head on the wall. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I tracked that thing for 8 miles, shot it, you know, cleaned it with a bow and arrow, one shot, and I took it down. Yeah, I'd like cut to a trailer with a dude standing in front of a big black monolith TV, and he's like, yeah, I fucking almost snapped a dude's neck for that thing.
And I sat 12 hours in 20-degree weather for that goddamn thing.
Yeah, and now we get to watch that new Kevin James movie that everyone's talking about on Netflix. And P.S., speaking of poor people, I found this to be an odd way to celebrate being poor. Because here at around this area, we've got like a whole bunch of like weird third-party car dealers that are like, oh, like there's one literally right down the street from my work. It's Have a Nice Day Car Dealers.
Aw, thank you.
Fucking A. So, you know, and it's always like big signs that say, you know, discounts for paying cash.
No,
like,
credit
obviously,
needed.
No credit needed. So, and when you buy a car from these places, 9 out of 10 of them have like a, you know, this little license plate frames that say where you got your car from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are, now I saw one that was like super depressing. It said, I'd rather buy from autodealerdirect.com. And I'm like, why not just say, I'm too poor to buy a new car?
I'm leasing this 98 Geo.
Yeah, I love when, I don't know about how this is for you guys, but I love seeing a car roll down the street, one window made out of like a Glad bag, and in the back windshield, there's like one of those new car printouts, like, oh wow, they just bought this.
Carfax. Yeah.
Oh yeah, temp plate says this baby's brand new, minus 300,000 or 400,000 miles. Fucking drives me crazy with these people. And I would, like, that's the thing, I wouldn't, you want to help get word out of the people who actually believed you that you had, you know, credit enough to buy a car, but you're doing yourself a disservice. Like, the fact that you're driving a 1992 Dodge Ram pickup with half a bed and 3 of the 4 doors are different colors, like, we got it. You can't get a new car. You don't need to, like, advertise it with your fucking license plate frame.
This Dodge Ram is half El Camino.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw one of those the other day. Somebody, like, cut the bed off and then was like, yep, done. So it was like the fucking cab and then just like a cross axle. I'm like, that can't be safe.
That's not right.
Yeah, you just see the U-joint spinning like fuck under there. And like, that's just waiting for somebody to be like, oh, what's this? And like poke at it with their finger and then get their arm ripped off. Holy shit.
But David, speaking of poor people, they started training me in a different section of Target.
Oh.
Because my hell wasn't hellish enough. First off, they updated the self-checkout machines. So now if you want cash back, a button appears after your thing is done. It says, cash back requested. Dispense? People will sit and stare at that fucking button and then go, it's not giving me money.
Why do you have to ask them if you want it to dispense the money they requested?
Because 1 out of every 4 customers who get cash back walk away from it.
That is awesome.
And then they come back later, it's like, someone stole my money. Like, no, I saw you walk away from it, and I put it in this cash register.
I put it in my pocket.
Thanks for the tip, asshole.
Well, no, since I'm not selling their shitty credit cards, they're like, hey, go work self-checkout. I'm like, that's fine. I don't have to talk to anybody. But then they're like, oh, since you're not going to sell any of those cards, why don't you work guest service?
Whoa, so that's nothing but a desk for people to come and complain.
If you want someone to come up with a half-empty box of earplugs and be like, these didn't work. I want my money back. Like, do you have a receipt? No. Do you pay with a credit card? I don't have credit cards.
Shocking! Do you have the rest of the earplugs would be my next question.
No, they threw those out. They hurt my ears is what the lady said. Or somebody come up with a car seat and be like, I don't have the box or a receipt or anything, but I'm assured that I bought this here. I want all the money back.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody expect you to give them a replacement car seat, like an upgraded one?
Yeah. Well, the lady came in, she goes, yeah, I got this from my baby registry, but I figured out I don't like this brand. I just want to return it. And I was like, okay. So you don't know who bought it for you. You opened it up and threw away the box.
Uh-huh.
There's no gift receipt.
Uh-huh.
There's no gift receipt. There's nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but can I just change it for a different brand? Like, sure.
Go sure. Pick one out.
Yeah, no, and that's like 99% of the time you have to go, okay. Because if they complain enough, they'll just be like, okay, we'll return it, but it's going to be for the lowest price we've ever sold it for. And people go, yeah, okay, that's fine.
We had it on clearance last week for $5, so here you go.
Yeah, well, the people who buy like the, it's like you have to buy 5 bottles of Tide to get a $5 gift card. They'll come in, do that, and then come back and want to return four bottles of Tide? Like, okay, then you have to get back your gift card. Like, no, that's mine.
No, it's not. You entered into a contract. Like, okay, so when I was a manager at one of those big box stores, I had to go and I checked in with the returns counter. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? And the girl there was like, oh, yeah, I just got a few things there. You can put it back. And I pick up this thing and supposedly had a sink in it. And I go, man, it's... Did you check this? Because it had, like, scotch tape on it to keep it closed. I was like, did you check inside here? Because it, like, seems to be really, like, because I tip it this way and you hear, like, a very heavy thing slide to one side. And then you tip it over again and it slides the other. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I checked everything. So I popped that bitch open. It was a fucking brick.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Someone returned a brick. And the best part is they got away with it because the fucking person at the front was like, yeah, like most of our sinks in these packages slide around like they're loose gravel. So fuck it. Holy fuck.
Oh, and I've had several people like, I don't know if this was bought here, but I'd like to return it. Like, go away.
I'd be like, you did not buy that here. Please leave.
Get out. Like, okay, let's test your credit cards. She's like, I would have paid with a credit card. I had to have. Like, okay, let's test all of your 7 credit cards to see which one. Oh, none of them work? None of them have purchased anything here in the last 7 months?
Yeah, anytime that would happen, I'd be like, take your ass to Walmart, bitch. This ain't your deal. And then I would push my hand against their face and palm them back.
See, I never worked in retail, but we have the front desk at my healthcare facility. They sell snacks. And all the time, I overhear people asking if we take card. I'm like,
I ate half of this Rice Krispie treat, and I didn't like it, so I'd like a full refund.
I've heard.
I'm like, then there's something just like, no, we don't take card. This is, you know, a rehab hospital. Like, we don't have.
This isn't a bakery, bitch. Like, cash only.
Yeah.
Like, being on a fucking plane. You got to bring cash.
We have a service where you can buy something online, pay for it, and then we'll find it for you and have it waiting for you, and all you have to do is come up and say, hey, I'd like this thing. Now, what's the one thing you're going to need to pick up the thing with your name on it?
Let me think. A picture of the item?
Yeah, of course. This is what I ordered. Oh, here you go. I've had several people, and there's a big sign behind me that says, must have valid ID. Matching
right.
Name with thing. It's like, my wife ordered this, and I'd like to pick it up. Like, this doesn't have your name on it? Like, no, but I'd like to pick it up.
Guess
you can't.
Not
it's
it.
Got your wife's name on it.
Yeah, people are fucking stupid. And, like, I'd be more upset if, like, it was only one side of the coin that was stupid. Like, if only customers were stupid. But I've dealt with enough stupid counter workers to know that, like, it's you know, like walking into a swamp. You don't know what you're going to step in.
David, we just
pretty
started
much.
Hiring seasonal employees. And they're being trained. So I watched a lady the other day. Accidentally, she, like, this lady goes, okay, I want to pay half on one card and half on the other. She actually rings up half cash. Uh-huh. And pays the other half on the card and goes, oh, wait, I did that wrong. How much was the other half? Rings up a no barcode thing and go and just rings that through for the other half. Like, okay, you're good to go.
What?
Yeah. So there's a fake amount of money in the cash drawer now. And I like, as soon as that was done, I was like, you might want to go count that lady's drawer. She made a mistake and she looked around like, I know what to do.
Here's how you describe seasonal workers in a nutshell. Someone who needs heroin and can't get a job any other time of the year, but when companies are desperate enough to let someone work for them for 3 months, I don't know. It's like when you walk into any Spirit Halloween store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever run into an employee at a Spirit Halloween store that gave a fuck about what you were doing or anything that was happening in the store?
No.
Well, just the other day we were in a Spirit and I was like, hey, do you have this Skeletor costume in sizes that aren't for people that are 3 feet tall?
Let me play the person really quick. Ask me and I'll be the employee.
Hi, I see that you have the Skeletor costume in medium. I was looking for a large.
So?
Are these the only two that you have, or do you, like, have a storage area?
Fuck if I know, bitch. Where's my phone?
Yeah, it's pretty much shrug, like,
see.
I don't know. Like, you don't know if you have other costumes in the back, or... Okay, I'll take this Legends of the Hidden Temple like a helmet and make the best of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That
still
is
got
a good
t-shirt.
Idea. I need one of those t-shirts. I want to be the monkey.
What are you going to be for Halloween, PJ?
I actually, so I don't know if my girlfriend wants to do something together, but
Some sort of blowjob robot?
The Punisher.
The Punisher? I could see that.
I
you got the body for
it. I actually posted a picture today.
You've
so
done
like,
it, haven't you?
Of the new, because the new Punisher, John Bernthal, the guy who's playing him. Like
he's the one in the Daredevil series?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So he, like, I got my hair cut today, and I was, like, looking at myself, and I'm like, I literally, like, it looked like I walked into the barber and said, give me the Punisher. And that's exactly what my haircut looks like, and I'm just like, all right, it's coming up in, like, a week. I could just buy, like, a Punisher shirt and make sure I put on black jeans with work boots, and boom, I'm the Punisher.
You're going to need like a flak jacket or something. He doesn't run around in a fucking t-shirt. He'd get killed.
And even to, and to add to that, I can, my girlfriend, her cousin's wife works on set for Daredevil and the Punisher and Jessica Jones and all that stuff. Cause nice. they actually film it in the city, in New York City, where it's supposed to actually take place.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's like one of the only things that Marvel doesn't film in Vancouver.
I said to her, I'm like, can you get me on set? Because she's like, they film in Hell's Kitchen. I'm like, I will come to Hell's Kitchen. I just want to just let me see the set.
Can you get me a hand towel that Luke Cage has touched? I don't care where.
as long as it has nothing to do with Iron Fist, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You and everybody else.
Poor Iron Fist.
Well, why did they have to make the Iron Fist Donald Trump mini?
It's okay. It's because like everything he always has to say that he's the Iron Fist, and that drives me crazy. He walks up to the conversation. He's like, yeah. Can you get me a large pizza? You know I'm the Iron Fist, though, right?
He
also has a problem where he has, like, those monks didn't teach him about interpersonal relationships or...
They didn't teach him what a fucking secret identity was, like...
He tells everybody that he's the goddamn Iron Fist.
Yeah,
everybody.
The biggest part of being a superhuman is keeping that shit from people so the government doesn't dissect your ass. Like, come on. And what's... No costume, no nothing. Like, fucking Daredevil has a costume. Luke Cage, at least, is sticking true to, like, the yellow shirt and shit. But the Iron Fist is like, oh, yeah, I'm just, like, one of those hipsters who, like, really loves the beach, but I got this glowing hand. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's just...
Out
of all the people in the Defenders, he's a mess. The other ones are all fine. I feel like they did a good job with everybody else except for Iron Fist.
But no one can identify with a fucking superhero that had $1 billion handed to him and looks like the type of guy you'd run into in like a beach bathroom, the type that don't have any doors, offering to sell you pills.
He's just a beach version of Batman.
Right. Hey,
I'm beach Batman.
He's like he's low rent Tony Stark.
Yeah, it's like there's a bunch of superheroes who are in that position. So you have Batman, and in DC you have Batman and you have Green Arrow, who have a ridiculous amount of money, who become superheroes, and they're both like extremely talented, but they're not like they don't go around telling everybody who they are.
Marvel. Somebody at Marvel was like, you know what? I love Iron Man, but you know what?
Iron Man tells everybody, he's like, fuck it. I have a lot of money. I'm Iron Man. Fuck. Like,
right,
I don't care.
But the thing was like, Iron Man, Tony Stark grew up, like learned how to make shit. I feel like someone was like, you know, what if we had like a Tony Stark character who had like no likable traits and everything was handed to him?
He's a lot dumber.
Yeah. And he's a fucking idiot.
Dumber.
Yeah, who in the right mind? I don't care if you were picked up when you were 5 years old and thrown into a fucking floating monastery for 30 years. When you come back to fucking New York, you can't walk into a fucking high-rise and be like, yeah, that name on the building, that's me. I'll take my company now. Shut the fuck up. You've been dead for years, essentially.
And barefoot.
And fucking barefoot! That's like if I walk into Trump Tower right now, like dressed as I am, no shirts, like in ratty ass cargo shorts. I'm like, hey man, I'm Donald Trump Jr. too. And they would throw me out, and rightfully so. Like, so, you can't, like, no one would be on my side. Fuck. Fucking Marvel.
Fuck you.
Everything else is fine. It's just for whatever, like maybe they made the Iron Fist to like appeal to spoiled asshole millennials. I don't know how they're reacting to it.
No, I don't think anybody is right. Like, I don't think anybody really liked the Iron Fist thing. I thought it was okay, but I only watched like the first three.
What? Yeah, I think I watched the first two.
Iron Fist wasn't good.
Not good. Love fucking Daredevil. Love the Punisher though. Great street level heroes.
Daredevil, the first one, has one of the best action sequences I think ever filmed in it.
The first episode?
The first season. There's a an action sequence in a hallway, like the and it's one shot that they did it in, and it's like it's just phenomenal. Like the way that they did it and the way everything like played out, it was insane. Like he like walks through this hallway and he's like beating everybody's asses. But he's also getting his own ass beat. And then he finally like gets to the end of the hallway and there's this young kid that he went to save at the end of the hallway. And you could see like he's just like completely like his ass has been kicked. But he still managed to kick everybody else's ass too. And he just like drags the kid out. And he's like, all right, come on, let's go.
But I like remember
you,
that.
It's
me, Matt Murdock, the Daredevil. Bye.
I'm the Daredevil. Don't tell anyone. Yeah.
But it's just the way that they did it. It was just extremely well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know how to nail it, but sometimes they will just do shit that seems completely fucking ridiculous. Like, let's say I become a superhero and my costume is like, pick a color. Let's say I wear an orange suit and I have an orange mask on and I'm like Dr. Orange and I spray people with orange gas and I do orange
Agent
things.
I'm Agent Orange.
Yeah, I'm Agent Orange. Now, when I take the costume off, I would not then go out of my way to make my civilian clothes
orange
color coordinated to my fucking superhero shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just asking for a fucking problem. Like, you might as well just drop a business card.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Matt Murdock's like, okay, yeah, give me a sweet-ass maroon devil costume. Now time to be a regular blind guy. Give me some maroon shades, some maroon blind guy walking sticks. All my ties will be fucking red. Like, pull your head out of your ass, man. I know you're blind, but other people aren't.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck! It is fucking crazy. So stuff like that, you know, whatever. But they're still selling to the same people who were... I can't believe there are people out there who still don't think that Superman's a stupid hero.
Superman's a great hero.
He's a stupid hero.
He's a stupid fucking hero. Like, no, like, maybe people were stupider in the 30s, and like, maybe when you put on a pair of glasses, you didn't know who people were. But today, like,
current Superman is a lot better than it's been. Although, see, when I say current Superman, I mean like from 2 years ago because I'm so behind. But basically, like, the Clark Kent that we had died and the other one came and now he's just like, it's all right that nobody recognized him. He's just a fucking farmer.
It's such a fucking tangled mess of bullshit. Like, Andy, if you're like, cause Superman, it's not like Superman doesn't get pictures taken of him. He is national news 24/7. Cause he's constantly fighting aliens and fighting this and fighting that and saving the fucking world. So, Andy, if I saw a superhero flying through the sky and it was all over the fucking news, all over the newspaper, all over the internet, and he had your face except for, like, he wore glasses, I wouldn't be like, who's that glasses superhero? I've never seen him before.
David never managed to develop a suspension of disbelief.
No, I can suspend disbelief as long as it's not completely 100% insulting. Like, Andy, if I ran through your house with a sock on my dick, you wouldn't be like, who's that?
Who is that masked man?
Who is that man with a sock? I don't know anyone who wears a sock on their dick. Like, give me a fucking break.
But see, I've always had that problem with any superhero that has any portion of their face showing. Yeah. Like, somebody's going to recognize you from just that.
Right. But that,
like, oh, look, all of Batman's bottom jaw is showing. Is it just me, or does that guy kind of look like Bruce Wayne from the Eyes Down?
Here's the thing. Batman gets recognized more than fucking Superman. Everybody who ever meets Batman, like, in the very next fucking scene, like, you see a thought bubble in their head, and they're like, fucking Bruce Wayne is Batman. Everybody who, like, either meets and or blows Superman is like, don't know who that guy is.
I actually, there's a moment in the old Justice League cartoon where... The Flash has his mask ripped off by Lex Luthor and goes, ha, now I know who you are. Who the fuck are you?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? Like, Yeah, that's the thing. The larger the mask, the easier it is for you to be found out. Because, like, Batman has the cowl, but he also has to put on eye makeup. So he's got two steps, whereas Superman does this motion. For the listeners, I pulled off a pair of fake glasses. So he has even less to do and is recognized less. So maybe the amount of people who recognize you is inversely proportionate to how much prep time you put into hiding your face.
Are you Superman? No, that's my twin brother, John Superman.
Oh, really? Because you have the same face and haircut and the same build. You're the same height. You know, you're right. He does wear
glasses.
When
Superman's here.
Yeah. He's like, Lois Lane gets saved fucking every day. And she's never suspicious. Like, you know what? Like, I work with Clark every day. I get saved by Superman every day. I wonder why he's never been around. And then, you know, fuck. Like, if you worked with someone for 3 hours a day and they mysteriously disappeared for an hour at a time, you'd notice that. She fucking works with the dude. Like, I don't know. I love superhero stuff, but don't insult me, 30s people.
You old-timey people.
You dead assholes. Think about it next time. Boy, oh boy. So, tell you what, guys. How about this? Let's move it right along to Andy's, you know, what you call it.
I was like, bit.
Your bit, your favorite, I was going to say your favorite part of the show, but it's probably not. But, you know, let's do it anyway. It's a little something we call Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what have you got for us in this week's Creeping on Craigslist?
Well, do you remember the three ads from that lady that wanted to get stuffed full of stuff like a goulash?
I do. I thought for some reason I thought this was going to be a continuation of the psychic cat story.
No, this is the lady that wants stuff in her butt. And I'll tell you what, she has deteriorated in her ability to write at all.
Has she? I hope she's loosened up on some of her, no pun intended. I hope she's loosened up on some of her restrictions. Now, PJ, are you familiar with the woman who wants to get stuffed like a Thanksgiving turkey?
Yes. I guess I've listened to all your guys' recent stuff, so I know, all right, I great. Know what's going on.
I'm glad you're caught up.
Here is ad number 4 called Mean, Not Cruel, W4MM.
Oh.
Is there? Okay.
Who will clean me out, force me to drink baths and beer for the water content, then stuff you think will fit in a virgin butthole without tearing or icky blood?
Butthole. Now,
butthole.
So she wants the beer and booze for the water content. And I know of a thing that has almost 100% water content. That would be water.
No, stuff me full of beer and booze. Got a lot of good water in there.
Beer, only 12% alcohol. The rest, totally water, so that works.
Yep. Stuff me full of foods, not borrowing cock as I explode cleansing. This is one. Okay, I got one. I want you to slowly insert stuff so my hoogree empty bowels suck I in.
So,
She's drunk right now.
What? Yeah, she's fresh off.
I feel like I'm just hearing like oopsta oopa nipple pinchy.
Yes, this is Jabba the Hutt. He wants you to fill him full of salacious crumbs.
So wait, I thought I heard the word borrowed back there.
Borrowing. It's not boring cock. Don't stuff her full of your boring cock. She don't want your borrowing cock either.
Oh, so she thinks that cocks are boring and that's why she wants the food.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was boring.
She's had the cock. Now she wants something nice.
She's like, God, another
dick? This is
the
woman who wants you to provide everything.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand, PJ. It's like she wants you to foot the entire bill. And she won't even borrow my cock.
She won't even let me get my dick wet.
She won't even check it out for a long weekend. See how she likes it. Oh, God.
I want two feel. Mm-hmm. All the food in my belly, gives you more room.
What? What?
I don't even know what that word's supposed to be. IFMSPFT.
IFMSPFT. I'll be damned. Yeah, that's a good one.
Please, someone follow through.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things this woman forgot how to do a long time ago.
Please, someone follow through.
For the love of God, somebody! My ass is so lonely!
Start I. What? That's a sentence. The car if you want gag.
The car if you... Start I the car if you want gag.
What? Those are two separate sentences.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought maybe they would have, you know, some sort of relationship to each other, but apparently not.
Enough.
Okay.
Tie me to the seat gagged and go straight to the point.
Okay, so the seat would cover
the car
seat.
Are you doing this in your car? Because I just got that shit reupholstered.
Yeah, I'll be good goddamned if I put anything into anybody's ass in my car. I love that thing. There is no fucking way I'm going to pick up some homeless woman and feed her ass like full of a party sub.
Here, no. I got a 12-foot sub and a 6-pack of beer here if you want to.
Yeah, her ass.
Just for the water content.
This is going to be an old reference, but her ass is like one of the cone heads. Oh. Get me?
I do, David.
Thank you. Get it, PJ?
I don't even care if you use non-hurtful fish, whatever.
Non-hurtful fish? That's like any fish outside of, like, what, a blowfish?
Don't fill my ass full of piranhas.
Yeah, hey, let's keep the swordfish off the table, you know, stuff like that.
Do not fill my butt full of blue-ringed octopus.
The tilapia, throw them in there.
Yeah, like, seriously, if she's expecting me to pay, she's getting a fucking, like, 56-count box of Vanderkamp's fish sticks.
I'm not going to give... Yeah, you're not going to get a butthole aquarium from me, lady.
Yeah, you can dream of sushi, but you're settling for Gordon's.
I wonder what a belly full of squirming small fish feels like.
They have to be alive?
Yeah.
That's not food! Now she's, like, talking about pets!
Yeah, she wants you to go buy a whole bunch of those 5-cent goldfish and just
Fill
her full like it was a 1930s college prank.
I understand, like, now, for me anyway, killing a bug, like, wrecks me emotionally for a period. And, like, I understand that the fish at the store, like, other things they have to eat and it's the circle of life, so there's a purpose there. I don't think I could bring myself to put one goldfish in an asshole, let alone a whole bag of them.
I can't just do one goldfish. You can't just eat one goldfish with your butt, David.
I mean, I could probably do less if forced.
If forced. Can you force me to eat one goldfish or less with my butthole? And that was all of the first one. The next one is even smaller.
There's another one? Oh, my God.
Looking for Dom, W4M.
Oh.
All right. You know, if you widen the net, you may catch more fish, pun intended, that time. Widen the ass.
Looking to be cleaned out fully and refilled, try some insertions to max out the space, then seal that asshole best you can and see what happens or how long till she blows.
Loves getting cleaned out and then filled back up again.
You know, I'm let's say 9 or 10 ads from now, I start to break down and I'm like, maybe I'll go for this. I will be... There's no goddamn way I'm paying for the evacuation before I fill it up. I'll pay for the evacuation or I'll pay to fill your ass with fish sticks. I'm not going to do both.
I will take you to Golden Corral and have them shovel that shit right in there.
Ooh, look at that. Golden Corral's coming pop back up.
Popping it back in. There's no way anyone would even blink. Like if I shit you not. I would if you ever catch me in a Golden Corral, if somebody wheeled somebody in like upside down in a wheelchair with a funnel in their ass and like went up to the buffet and started scooping mashed potatoes into the funnel, I don't know if I'd be surprised.
You might just need to bring this woman to Golden Corral and just start shoveling stuff in.
And you know how sometimes at like the higher end buffets you'll see like a guy in a big white paper chef's hat like carving up any specific meat? You know, and maybe take the woman over there and be like, oh, yeah, toss a couple of, you know, slices of brisket in this baby. And, you know, I'm sure the guy would do it.
$14 a look at a butthole.
That offer still stands, by the way.
For $14, Andy will look at your butthole.
You give me $14 and it's a...
So it's a check or money order and then he'll accept an email.
Yeah. You can PayPal me. I also have Patreon.
Oh, you should ask this chick. Be like, hey, for $14, I'll look at it. But no, she wants you to foot the bill. So no, don't talk to this woman.
And then I got that, since that one was so short, I've got one more.
That's crazy that she's still out there.
And that she hasn't found anybody to do this to her. I mean,
that part I don't find as crazy.
David, there's like the wrong kind of person is looking at this ad. We're not the intended audience.
Right, but we're not the... Well, maybe we are the only ones looking at it.
This one is seeking a long-term relationship. Santa Rosa.
All right, pretty standard. This is something I can get interested in.
This is W for M. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a long-term relationship with a man that has never taken it up the ass or had a dick in his mouth.
Is that hard nowadays? Am I so disconnected from reality that that's a difficult thing?
I want a man I can trust that doesn't have sperm in his mouth.
Oh.
Well, they wouldn't still be there.
No, P.S.
It dies eventually.
It's like bubblegum for your teeth.
It dies. It's not like it's like bubblegum?
Yeah, it's like when you swallow bubblegum, it's supposed to be there for 7 years, is the myth.
Oh.
Sperm are in there for 7 years.
But by then, you've got like a 6-year-old child in your stomach. Okay, here's a serious question to both of you. And since everybody's everywhere now, I don't know where anybody lands. I know where you stand on butt play, Andy. But PJ, where are you on butt play? Like, if a woman is like, let me get at that ass, are you like, okay, or are you like, no, no, thank you?
Yeah, no, no, thank you.
See, yeah, you and me both. I don't think I would ever, because, like, you know, shit comes out of there, man.
Yeah, there is no way in on it's, God's green earth that I'd be touching your butthole. So
yeah, I don't want
even
you.
If you wanted
exit
me to,
only for a reason,
right?
Yeah. Now I could, well, for some people, other people can do whatever they want. Like, we're not, you know, I'm not here to judge.
That last woman wants it to be an entrance, and she wants there to be a party in there, and everyone just pour out all at the same
and
time.
And everyone isn't.
And everyone make a party.
Let's
in
talk
my
about buttholes for a while.
She's like, hey, there's a party in my ass, and everyone's invited, but there is a cover charge.
Yeah, I need you to pay for the party.
Yeah, but like I imagine, like,
and then deal with the outpour.
Yeah. Now, you know, imagine this. Like, let's say 5 years from now, my eyes are blown open and I'm like, yeah, I want to try some shit going into my ass, and Krista's still like staunch no. Then I have to think of clever ways to get her in there.
Yeah.
Then I like then I come home and I'm like bending over in front of the stove and I'm like, oh, I think I sat on something. There's a dollar sticking out of my asshole. You think you can get in there?
So having played, I don't know if either of you have played the most recent South Park that just came out. The one that came out years ago.
I know
ago.
Andy has.
And I played it a little bit.
In that game, like, you have to literally go in a guy's ass at one point. And there are all kinds of shit in this guy's ass. Like, there's a mouse. There might have been pool balls.
I don't want a man that has hate in him. I just want a man that will be safe. And if he decides to drink, not have someone trying to suck his dick and fuck him.
Wait, suck his dick?
Yeah,
I thought she didn't want him sucking other dudes' dicks.
I think she doesn't want either.
So she wants someone who's totally a virgin, but beyond that, a virgin plus no gay shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want a non-violent man with a good heart and a big penis.
So, yeah, the internet is a great place to find someone who is like completely in the dark about fucking. I feel like the only place you might be able to find, and this is only a maybe, find someone who hasn't fucked or like isn't in anything weird would be like on a church bulletin board.
ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I bet...
feel like the people on ChristianMingle.com have done some serious shit.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You can't trust anybody's outward appearance. Because all these, like, you see all these politicians are like, oh, gay is gross and all these gay people should burn in hell. And then, like, a year later, they get caught with some dude's dick, you know, wrapped around their ass. Or, you know, some dude's ass wrapped around their dick, rather.
That's a big dick.
There is this woman that I know personally who is like super in, like, super Christian, like she teaches like Sunday school, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was cheating on her husband for like 2 years.
Yeah, I don't get that shit. Like, you can't
how do you know my oldest sister?
You have to take what everybody tells you with a grain of salt, because you don't know, like, what's happening behind the scenes and when they will let that slip. Because I had a boss when I was an electrician. I had a boss, And for the first 6 months, he just seemed like a regular sort of gross, you know, construction worker guy. Until, like, he started letting things slip, like, oh, yeah, I found a chick at the bus station, and me and my wife double-tapped her. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah, we went
down
to the
station. That's the grossest part of that story.
Yeah, I know! And, it, like, there's this really shitty, like, dive bar pool hall that only scumbags go into called, like, Garfield's here in Apache Junction. And he's always like, yeah, I went down to Garfield's. You know, me and this girl hit it off at the bar. She liked the look of the wife, so I took her back to the trailer. And, you know, we had a three-way. And I'm like, whose standards are so low that in a dive bar full of scumfucks, you find a dude who's like over under 40% of the teeth just gone, MIA in his head. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this dude, but only if there's some other skeezy bitch who will take half the load with me.
Half the load.
Yeah.
Share the load.
Yeah, I think you answered your own question.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I want someone I can have fun with.
Sure, yeah. We love fun. Everybody loves fun.
I want a man that I can take care of and not feel forced to take care of him.
I want to take care of someone. And, like, when I make him chicken noodle soup, I want those noodles not to be running over dick residue. Am I right, ladies?
Ugh. Too many dicks in this chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, there's too
how
many
did they get here?
Like, after all, like, on the first date, she whips out a Maglite. She's like, okay, open up. She's like, too many dicks. Gotta go.
I see there's a little residue in the corner of your mouth there. This isn't going to work.
There's some stretch marks at the corner of your mouth. I think this date's over.
Oh, God.
I am looking for a man that I can spend my life with that doesn't have a criminal record or kids.
Good Again, luck. Like, how hard is this?
It's pretty.
The internet is a great place to find all of this.
99% of people have A, a criminal record, or B, kids.
Aside from being single, I completely...
I don't have either.
Oh, I mean, like, aside from being single, I meet all the criteria of this list, and I'm not even like that. Like, I'm not an unusual character, am I?
No. I don't think so. I think this person just got out of a bad relationship, and to tell you how bad it is, here's the final line.
Okay, here we go.
I would like a man that can read as well.
Oh my God. So did she just find an
illiterate dick sucker?
She wants a virgin who can read.
Yeah, she's like, I just got out of a long relationship with an illiterate bisexual, and it went horrible.
If you could read and be a virgin, you'd be great for me.
Yeah, which is, like, super easy. Like,
it's just like, throw bait on a hook and throw it at a high school, and you might find a few people. Even give it a few years into college, you still might find a few people.
Yeah, I would definitely start at college. If you're not a high school student, also.
You can be 18 and be in high school still.
No, I'm telling you that a lot of people in college cannot read.
Right. But as a 30 some odd year old man right now, I don't think I'd be like, where am I going to find a virgin who can read? Go down to the local high school.
I was going to say, if I wanted to find a virgin who can read, I might have to go back further than high school.
You know what I would do? I would watch The Monster Squad.
Yeah.
Does anybody get that one?
I do.
No. Fuck. Damn it, Krista. Well,
fans got nods. All right.
Yeah. We'll watch it later.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was definitely too young. P.S. Don't think that, you know. Anyway.
That's my ad.
Oh, boy. That's crazy. And that's the thing. Like, this is the first time I think we've read an ad where someone was looking for something completely wholesome and on the level.
I suppose.
And how long did it 370 episodes to find that? So not bad. I knew if we stayed in this shit puddle long enough, we'd find the one drop of water that was still drinkable. But a little homophobic, so maybe not 100%.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Don't get me wrong. Like, you want to do whatever you want with your body? Great. Fucking fantastic. I don't like that we're in a society where, like, if you're like, ooh, sucking a dick is gross, and then you're immediately lambasted as, like, this evil person who's like, oh, you don't like gay people? No, I just don't want a dick in my mouth.
Shut up.
Now I know your feelings on it.
It's just like, guess what? Dicks have been in mouths, both men and female, for a very long time.
Since the beginning of dicks! I feel like that first dick was definitely sucked. I don't care what type of animal it was on. When the first, like, tetrapod climbed up out of the steaming sulfurous ocean and popped its first bone, there was a female creature, or possibly a male, I wasn't there, there was another creature of that species, like, jumping on that shit. So, I get it. People love getting their dicks into people. Great. Just don't throw any this way is all I'm asking.
Don't throw dicks at David.
Yeah, I'm like, and you know, even though I say
ignore
this,
ignore the fact that both of them start with D. I don't want them. I was speaking as you.
Right, right.
Dicks, both D's.
Well, yeah, yeah. So you know, whatever you got, anything that starts with a D, I'm not interested in. Oh boy. All right, guys. So let's start. You know, with all that out of the way, you know how we like to do it. We like to wrap it up with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
Now, let's actually do a plug. Let's plug PJ's show. So PJ, tell people where they can find your show, what's the name of it, how often does it come out, you know, etc.
All right, so it's going to be GSA. So we have gamingsites.com.
Mm-hmm.
That is ours. That is where the website will be.
Sitting on that domain name for 14 years.
And on top of that, so the podcast is actually called Gaming Starts Here. Let's have a little chat.
I'm not 100% on that
chat.
On that outline, but you know, it's okay.
That's where it's at right now.
Whenever I hear little chat, I think of like white bone china teacups,
or somebody's in trouble,
or someone's in trouble.
Yeah. Well.
Someone is in trouble.
It's right now, so we were going for bi-weekly.
Okay.
The initially something happened family wise with Boone, so we didn't record like we wanted to, but we will be doing bi-weekly. So it'll be bi-weekly, and every episode will have some focus of a topic, where most of the episode will be about some kind of question that's in the game world. For instance, we're going to be doing like gaming difficulty because, you know, Cuphead is out now and everybody's talking about gaming difficulty and how ridiculously hard Cuphead is.
Because it is ridiculously hard.
Right. But like that conversation, I feel like at least should have burned its flame out when Dark Souls like was a thing.
Dark Souls is different, though. Because you can turn the difficulty down in that game. It's not. I mean, there's a certain level of how the difficulty is.
Mm-hmm.
But in Cuphead, like they have simple mode and then they have their normal mode. You can't beat the game on simple mode. You have to play their normal mode to finish the game. So if you play simple mode, you cannot finish the game.
I don't like games that have a forced super hard difficulty because it does two things. It makes a lot of people hate it. And then it makes those same people hate the people who actually beat it because they're so fucking smug about it.
I beat it.
Yeah, and
I did it.
Fuck you, Andy. I hate you.
It's people who are good at platformers are going to beat Cuphead because it's just a platformer game. That's what it is. It's an extreme platformer game. If you're good at platformers, you will beat it. It's a boss rush. Like most of the game is bosses, and that's awesome. But everything has its own little niche and whatever. But that's what our focus is. It's always some kind of topic. We try to focus on one particular topic rather than just talking about everything because everybody talks about everything going on in the gaming world all the time. So we try to bring up one topic and focus on that one particular topic and bring up like points and have an actual discussion about what it is.
That's the thing, man. Like the longer I live, the more I realize that the deeper you go into something, the deeper you see that it is. Like, and pick anything. Like, I did an experiment on YouTube just to see if I could find if there were videos of obscure things. So, do you know that there is a collective of people who are washing machine enthusiasts and have meetings and have videos of old washing machines and review vintage and antique washing machines? These are all just people who love laundry.
What?
There's a religion of the spaghetti monster. So at this point, I feel like anything is possible.
Oh, that's old news. I've been a Pastafarian since 98.
The fact that it exists doesn't make me like, if the fact that that is actual thing and people get married under that. Yeah, no, like, I don't like anything
yeah,
is possible.
I mean, but that everything is fractal. Because, like, there are so many, if you're like, take a macro subject, like video games, or like when I get into photography, I was like, all right, macro, we're going to do photography.
A macro lens.
Get a macro lens, you know, get a big macro at McDonald's. But the thing is, like, there are so many facets of every little thing that you can jump into. Like, you'll never, it's like trying to drink the ocean. You'll never be that person who is like, oh yeah, I know all about XYZ, because it fractals off into so many different fucking weird, like, try to be a Sonic the Hedgehog fan and then find out that there's some sort of sexy version of every, you know, yeah. I put sexy in huge quotes, by the way.
Sexy.
You should do a show on that.
I'll cream the rabbit.
Yeah, do a show on that. Sexy cartoon, not cartoon, sexy video game characters.
It's all about Chun-Li.
Probably the only sexy video game character.
Yep.
Or maybe Sheva from Resident Evil 5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot more sexy video game characters.
No, I think we covered the two.
No, that's it. But hey, if either Andy and I are ever on your show, I think that should be our topic.
Sexy video game characters?
Mm-hmm. Starting all the way back in 1985 with Miss Pac-Man.
Mm.
Now, what about Samus?
I never got to see her with the armor off because I'm bad at game.
Yeah, I didn't until I was an adult either. So.
Well, there's new Mega, there are new Metroids coming out. So
I did see that. Because didn't they re-release like number 2 as a revamp?
It's good.
So they released number 2 on the DS,
right.
And then they're making a new Metroid Prime.
Yeah, they keep saying
that. Switch,
which, controversial opinion, are the worst Metroids.
But
except
for
the original.
It could change things because, in all honesty, right now, the only things that you should own as a gamer are a PC and a Nintendo Switch. You do not need a Microsoft Xbox and you do not need a PS4.
I would say you don't even need a fucking Nintendo because they're just selling you the same shit.
Nintendo doesn't release their games on anything else.
But who wants them?
So Microsoft right now releases things on through their
right.
It's cross platform. So
but
in terms of like Xbox and PC and PS4, even though it might not release when the game comes out on PS4, it will eventually come out, with the exception of a very few games that on the PS4. So it's honestly, to me, it's stupid right now to own, if you're a PC gamer, to own any of those consoles. That's not a Switch.
I think it's crazy to even give the Switch a thought. Like,
I love the Switch. What a demo.
I think the Switch is one of the best things that gaming has created recently.
Like, you are fucking crazy.
any like, it's PC gamers, and everybody thought it was a stupid idea, and they thought, like, why isn't them doing this? And now it's out, and everybody's like, this is literally, like, the smartest thing that Nintendo could have done. Because all of these PC gamers, you now have, like, all these indie games and stuff coming out on the Nintendo Switch, and all of these games are like, people are like, man, I would love to be able to play that game portable, or I'd love to be able to play that game laying down on my couch on my back in a handheld setting.
Who does
like,
that
would be great. Like,
that's crazy.
As a PC gamer, and all these indie games that come out now that are coming to the Switch, like, people would love to be able to play those games in a relaxed setting.
Right,
you can't
but like,
do that on the PC.
Here's my thing. Like, where the fuck are you taking that console? Like, when I'm out,
work.
I'm being an adult in the real world. I'm not trying.
So, like, the big thing is people take it on planes. People are taking it on their commute to work. So, if they're taking public transportation, people are still taking it on their commute.
Here's my options.
That's so fucking weird.
Here's my options during lunch, David. I can listen to people talk about having their fourth baby, or I can play Golf Story on Nintendo Switch.
Right.
Which I hear is freaking amazing.
It is.
Here's the secret third option. Buy some fucking earbuds and listen to something on your phone
or
whatever.
Buy some earbuds, hook them into your Switch, and play a game.
I'm starting to get weirded out by this state of arrested development that everybody is in, where it's like, oh man, I gotta take every piece of media I can everywhere so I'm never bored. Like, just, like, be a normal person out and, like, experience the world. You don't always need to be escaping into these fucking things.
You're right. I'll sit there and talk to them about how their baby daddy.
People who are having... The world revolves around people who are having four babies and maybe on their fifth.
I'm not saying you have to talk to white trash. Like, there are other things you can do. You can better yourself in some way.
Oh, you're right. I'll bring my easel and paint a portrait.
Thank you.
I sit in a break room at work with a bunch of nurses, and everything they talk about is boring. I'd rather play a game.
Trust me. Like, start digging into their personal life. Just ask a few leading questions. You'll get some fucking crazy shit. I don't care who it is.
I hear crazy shit from them all the time, but I'd still much rather play a game. Because at least I'm getting something out of it and hearing their crazy stories.
What are you getting at? That's the thing. Maybe I just don't get. Like, I don't think I'll ever get it.
Oh.
It's just so weird to me. All this escapist shit. And, like, but that's the thing. Like, people are getting so, you know, disconnected from reality. There are people crashing their cars all the time because they're on their cell phones or whatever. Like, people are. And you know, maybe these are just baby steps gearing up to, like, the singularity when we're always in a computer. We have no, like, physical wants or desires. But until then, you still gotta keep your eyes on the fucking road. You gotta interact with normal living human beings. It's crazy to me. Anyway, so Check Out Gaming starts here.
Check Out Gaming starts here, and he rents for people that aren't completely old.
Wait, say what, Andy?
I said, Check Out Gaming starts here, and hear rants from people that aren't 40.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's real tough to have to be an adult. I understand that. And people who use the term adulting, I think, should be shot out of a cannon into the fucking sun.
I hear it all the time.
Who didn't
Customers,
expect
David.
This? People spend their entire childhoods hearing their parents say, when you're an adult, blah 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 blah, when you're an adult, blah blah bling blong. You know, quit being like, I don't want to adult today. I don't like when people use adult as a verb. I don't like the word adulting, and I think the people who use it should be loaded into a catapult, maybe shot off into the middle of the ocean. I don't care where they fucking go, but you have to come to grips with reality and be a fucking adult!
Are you done?
Andy, what do you got for us?
It's my turn for staff recommendation?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you got?
I got a new app on my phone called Paprika. Mm.
Okay.
And it takes any website that has a recipe on it and magically sparses it down to the actual recipe and not the 50-word essay that they wrote about their recipe and saves it so you don't have to find the website again.
Why is it like when you go to foodnetwork.com and you type in jambalaya recipe, why is it always like a fucking narrative that could rival Ulysses?
I don't know,
like,
but I'd like...
Give me a goddamn break.
I've had all these recipes bookmarked, like from blogs and shit. I'm like, I'll just... get them in this paprika thing. It takes like a second and it gets all the right stuff and makes it like look like a recipe, not like, okay, so I use like, I don't know, like a cup of salt, but it's like somewhere down in the paragraph.
Yeah, when you're getting your balls up to cook a new dish, you also don't want to read half of the Odyssey.
Yeah, and my husband really likes macaroni and cheese, but he doesn't really like cheese, so I made macaroni and peas, but this is macaroni and cheese, so I don't know why I told you that.
That's just the funny thing I like to say to people who I have a captive audience of. Holy
yeah, it
shit.
Cost
okay,
me
so
$5
paprika.
And I've got so many recipes
five
on there
bucks.
Now. And I can access them offline.
All right. I'm going to recommend a game that, as of right now, is on sale, but by the time you hear this, it probably won't anymore. Vermintide, the Warhammer thing. It's really great.
Warhammer? For yeah. you?
Only, right? Let me finish my why I like it. Because it's a one-for-one ripoff of Left 4 Dead.
Yes, exactly.
It is exactly... It's a four-person co-op. Instead of zombies, you're fighting rat dudes. Instead of fighting tanks, you're fighting rat ogres. Instead of hunters, you're fighting rat assassins. It's the same shit, just in a different color.
Left 4 Dead is one of my favorite games.
Yeah, I would definitely check out Vermintide then, because I got it. It's like $7 right now, as of this recording. And it's super fucking hard, though, when you're playing with computer players, because they are all morons. So anytime you guys are down to play that, I am down also, because it's Left 4 Dead. It's like, I don't even know what to call it, like medieval, I guess, because you can be like a pilgrim and like, you know, like the Solomon Kane type pilgrim and a dwarf and all that other goofy shit. So
you shoot turkeys?
You don't shoot turkeys.
Rat turkeys.
You shoot rat turkeys.
It's a rat turkey.
You stuff them like a turkey?
Mm-hmm, yeah, you totally. You stick your hand right up into that rat. Make
stuff them like some lady you found online.
Yeah. First, you gotta, you know, that's one of the items you can pick up. It's like a bomb, it's like a health potion, a speed potion, and like an enema. You know, Summer's Eve. Clean out those rats. Start shoving them with grain.
Anytime somebody comes through with one of those boxes, I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
Right? And, like, I love how humans are the only animals who have to do certain things that no other animal would even bother. Like wiping our ass or shooting vinegar up into our vaginas. Like, no other animal does that. They keep their shit under control. What's up with humans?
My husband loves zesty Italian dressing vaginas.
A little bit of ranch never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I like to go. I like to go light with just, you know, balsamic, a little bit of balsamic vinegar and extra virgin olive oil.
If we go to Italy, you can throw a little Caesar on there.
Yeah.
I say, hey, you know, that's when I'm on vacation. I go a little nuts.
These are my basil aioli labia.
I say, keep the Parmesan cheese coming on this pussy, sir.
I'll tell you when on the pepper.
Say when. He's just like grinding it over my pussy. PJ, you didn't actually recommend anything aside from the show. Do you have a recommendation?
I listen to a lot of audiobooks because I drive a lot. And I'm also a gigantic Star Wars nerd.
Of course.
So there's the Captain Phasma book that came out not too long ago, which actually gave some backstory to her because Episode 7 did a terrible job of showing anything Captain Phasma except for the fact that she looked cool because she was wearing chrome armor.
Yeah.
So she has like a Boba Fett thing going on.
Well, she was like a chrome stormtrooper, and then she immediately caved.
Yeah, it was really dumb what the movie did to her. And then they released the book and it gave her a lot of justice and built her character up. So in the next movie, we should see a lot more of a badass character.
Yeah, I'm tired of these Star Wars characters getting short shrift in pop culture. Where are they? You know, you look around, where's Star Wars? Where's Star Wars?
But anyway, the Captain Phasma book was like, honestly, out of all the recent canon books, since they updated their canon, it's probably up there in the top few.
Let me ask you this. Do you like a good mystery and or murder story?
Yes.
Check out, and I, you know, since you like Star Wars, I assume you like sci-fi as well. This is just a recommendation for you. And I've gotten all the books in hard copy and on Audible, so I know you can get them there. Check out the Pendergast series that starts with Relic. And that has until now gone up to the Obsidian Chamber. It's like 17 books. I've read them and listened to them all. Adam is like on the 6th or 7th, and he's taking forever, and I want to talk about these things with people. So if you can get into it, that'd be great.
I will, because I'm always driving. So that's what I listen to when I'm driving. I listen to podcasts, and I listen to Audible, because it takes up the time. I spend a lot of time on the road on a weekly basis, so I might as well.
Yeah, check out, it's Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. Their individual endeavors I've not been a fan of, but when they come together, it's fucking lightning in a bottle, and I love it.
That's awesome.
I'm all about it.
Check it out.
Krista, what do you got for us?
If you are planning on going to Disneyland or Disney World, there's an app you can download called Disneyland or Disney World, probably.
This is real niche, so guys, open your ears.
Tells you all the times for rides, like how long you have to wait and stuff, and you can reserve a room or you can check where all the characters are and shit like that. You can stalk Goofy. You can go get your, if you have a fast pass, you can go like to Space Mountain, do your thing, and then wait until the, you know, your time. Like, you'll know how long it is.
You can sext various cartoon characters.
Yep.
I'm Mickey Ear Mouse. That doesn't even make sense.
And you sent it to Aladdin.
And I think somehow if you get pictures taken like throughout the park, it can get uploaded somehow onto your phone through, I don't know. But it seems kind of cool.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing. Everything has an app nowadays. Like, you know, there's no reason to be stupid anymore. Target has an app. Walmart has an app. Payless Shoes has an app. Disneyland has an app. Coke has a fucking app.
David, like, people only... We have that app for Target. People only... Like, you get into the store and it says, hey, if you got this app, 20% off this thing. People look at the number, not the whole sentence. They see 20% off. They're like, fuck yes.
They come up with a card of shit.
And they kind of come up and it's like, hey, those are 20% off. It's like, do you have the app? Like, what do you mean? What is smartphone?
That's the thing, man. And I realized I had an epiphany the other day where I was like, you know, silently pontificating about something or another. Like, boy, oh boy, how will I ever find anything out about that? As I'm like scrolling through my phone on Facebook. Like, what the fuck? Like, that was probably the deciding moment of whether I was going to become my parents or not.
Suddenly David was old and he had a ham radio.
Yeah, at this point I'm just like, I've got my smartphone on me all the time, but I'm constantly asking people questions and I'm like, oh, where's a McDonald's, or how do I get to what are words?
And that's something I've grown to enjoy, is people looking at their smartphones and they look at me and go, hey, do you know what time it is? I'm like,
The only time I let people say to me is when their phone is somewhere else. Then I'll be like, okay, I get it. But like when they have it in their hand or in their pocket or whatever, I'm like, fucking pull it out. Like if I'm doing yard work, we did that with the Jeff, the new kid. We're out doing yard work. I didn't have my phone on me and I was like, hey, Jeff, what time is it? He's like, I have no idea. He didn't say it like as eloquently as that. But I'm like, well, where's your phone? He's like, inside. I'm like, all right. I stopped hassling him, but I would have had he had it in his pocket and continued. All right, guys, if you want to get in contact with us, you can. Fistfulpodcast at gmail.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are on pretty much all the major ones. We're not on Snapchat because I think that's for, you know, kids.
That's for popular
Snapchat,
people.
Snapchat, goddammit.
You have Snapchat?
Yeah.
Are you a millennial?
Everybody's a millennial. Millennials what? Cover like 20 years.
My parents are millennials? What's wrong with them then?
I was going to say, David's not a millennial, but it started in 1983, so you got caught.
That's the thing. I think that's why we always have this argument that I think we are, and Adam says we are not, but he never has any evidence to back up his claims that we are not.
He just write says, an entire article about like how millennial years. Adam is.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I always tell him, you know, we're millennials. We are like right on the very cusp of millennials, but we still are. And he's like, I don't think so. I'm like, what are you, a fucking flat earther? Don't just say no. Give me evidence and maybe make me believe you. Don't just be like, yeah, the earth's flat. And my evidence, oh, here it is. Ding, 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 ding. Let's be the bird. So yeah, whatever. Facebook, we're on there. Am I forgetting anything?
We're on Instagram.
We are. Yeah, I said that one. I'm always posting pictures of dinosaurs there, guys. So if you want a fix for dinosaur pics, this is your guy. and I don't know if you guys saw this today, but I found a picture of a fossilized therizinosaur embryo. Fucking cool as shit.
No, I saw that.
I was working.
It looks like it probably took, just from the picture of it, is like the beginning of the head and like some of the scattered bones, but the inside is completely filled with calcite, so that must be taking a fucking dog's age to get through every millimeter of that stone. Incredible.
Yes.
Dinosaurs. Yes. Anywho, guys. So
where's the nerd alert? Jeez.
Chris has forgotten that one.
Yeah, checked out.
Yeah, she, like, after the first sound drop, she's checked out until creeping on Craigslist, and then she checks back out. She's like the worst type of hotel guest.
Jeez, Krista.
Sorry.
Jeez.
So anyway, for those of us who are still checked in, you know, I'm the Dread Pyrite Roberts.
I'm Krista.
I'm encased in, what did you say, cellulite?
Calcite.
So, no, I'm encased in cellulite, and it's
gross.
Taking forever to get there.
I'm just a bunch of poop.
You're just, oh yeah, appreciate it's a bunch of poop.
Good old poop job.
Good old poop job.
So you remember, kids, if you got a job to do, it's a poop job. See you next week.
And we're out of time.
For this. Try to. Podcasts Radio.